Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the core principle of life for a Christian. Chapter 7. Continuity and perseverance in Christ consolidate the salvation and the life in Christ of a Christian. As mentioned in the previous chapters, the work of abiding in Christ is related to a life of continuity and perseverance in Christ, as well as it is related to remaining in Him who should always be the first love of every Christian. On the one hand, these actions mentioned above are actions that a person cannot fulfill by oneself. However, every Christian can ask the Lord to guide and sustain him or her so that he or she can practice them. 2 Thessalonians 3, 3-5. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we command you. Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. Furthermore, the Lord saved us to be in Him and to abide in Him to the end, that is, God did not save us for a passing or temporary experience, but, indeed, for eternal life. The Lord did not save us from momentary difficulties or just from some dangerous situations, but the Lord saved us for a new life in which we are called to persevere, with His help, until the complete redemption. Luke 21:19. By your patience, perseverance, possess your souls. Hebrews 10:36. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. 1 John 2:25. And this is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life. Hebrews 10:37-39. For yet a little while, and He who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. If a person longs for the first love and the work of abiding in Christ, and if a Christian listens to the voice of the Holy Spirit that leads him or her in a practical way to achieve this goal, this same work of perseverance also cooperates so that the Lord will protect the Christian in the most challenging hours of his or her life in the world. If a Christian receives with love the instruction of the Lord that one should always abide in Christ, the Lord Himself is in charge of protecting or preserving the one who hides in Him in the face of the tribulations that come or are yet to come upon the world. Revelation 3:10. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. James 5:11. Indeed we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. Moreover, perseverance in the work of abiding in Christ is a practical expression of the worth that a person confers to the salvation that the Lord has provided for him or her. Psalms 91:14. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver Him, I will set Him on high, because He has known my name. 1 Timothy 6:11. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. 2 Timothy 2:11-13. This is a faithful saying, for if we died with Him, we shall also live with Him. If we endure, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He also will deny us. If we are faithless, He remains faithful, He cannot deny Himself. Philippians 4, 1. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved. And here, once again, we point out that God Himself, through the Holy Spirit, is willing to lead a Christian to a practical life that teaches him or her to achieve this perseverance of remaining in Christ. And even when a Christian finds oneself in the midst of struggles, oppositions, or trials, the Lord assists him or her in everything so that one may attain a condition of becoming mature and perfected by abiding in Christ. James 1:2-4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, perseverance. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Romans 5:1-5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Remaining in Christ and in the teachings the Lord gives to those who abide in Him is the way to knowing the freedom that truly sets free, which only comes from the Lord and is granted by Him to lead people to a path of growing and everlasting blessedness. John 8:31-32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed Him, "If you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." James 1:25. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. The Lord does not compel an individual to remain in Him. The Lord invites people to abide in Him. But without this work of love and abiding in Christ, no other human work can keep the lamp of truth and freedom alight in the heart of an individual. A reason why, it is also in Christ that a Christian is called to seek shelter to remain firm in the newness of life received from the Lord. Luke 12:35-36. Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning, and you yourselves be like men who wait for their master, when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks they may open to him immediately. Psalms 139:23-24. Search me, O God, and know my heart, try me, and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalms 57:1. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. For my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge, until these calamities have passed by. Psalms 5:11. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you, let them ever shout for joy, because you defend them, let those also who love your name be joyful in you. Psalms 9:10. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. On the one hand, if a Christian begins to depart from remaining in Christ or ceases to nourish fellowship with the Lord, Christ does not impute to him or her the obligation of being in Him, for as abiding in the Lord is made through fellowship, it also depends on both parties expressing the willingness to practice it voluntarily or by free choice. On the other hand, if a person accepts the invitation of Christ to fellowship, presented by the Holy Spirit, the Lord beforehand has been in a readiness position or willing to be with this person to also teach and help how he or she can abide continually in the Lord. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. When people receive Christ as the Lord of their lives and choose to abide in Him, they choose to remain in Him who is fully able to root and build them up in Him, thereby confirming them in their faith in God for all eternity. Therefore, God calls all people to be in Christ because this is the best place of all existence and because in Christ also dwells all the fullness and the virtues of God. Colossians 2, 6-9. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Finally, concluding this present subject, we would like to emphasize that the work of abiding in Christ is so essential and significant to a Christian that this point was also constituted as the core, central, or more objectified aspect in the dedicated work of Paul, an apostle of Christ, on behalf of people through the gospel of the Lord. Aspect this, expressly stated by Paul through the letter to the Christians of Colossians, as follows. Colossians 1:24-3, 4. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ, for the sake of his body, which is the church, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end I also labor, striving according to his working which works in me mightily. For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now this I say lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. God calls every Christian to abide in Christ because the Heavenly Father has appointed that in Christ and through Christ everything a Christian needs also becomes available to him or her. God calls us to abide in Christ because by remaining in Christ, we can also remain in the Heavenly Father to the point where the Lord is our sufficiency in everything. So, when God invites people to receive Christ in the heart, so that they may also abide in Christ, the Lord does not only offer us the best things that he has, but he offers himself to us so that he may be in us and that we may be in him forever. 1 John 4:16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Final greetings. Psalms 146, 10. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Revelation 14, 7. Worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and springs of water. The texts narrated in this audio are posted at www.zoominchristianlife.org. Greetings of peace, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ.